Here who were on with us when we were out in Las Vegas last year, and I haven't seen them since that time. But they are also world famous. Would you please welcome the Kingston Trio? Yes,
he rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and lean. At first you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. Well, look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, I want you to know. He could preach hot hell or freezing snow. Carried a Bible in a canvas sack. The folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. Hey, you got the world. Saddle. He was tall and lean. First you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. You knowed all along. You got
whoa, that lonesome valley.
Since we had the parts, I guess I learned his words by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him and I don't regret it. Hope I'll always be a credit to his memory, 'cause I want you to understand that the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. You got to work.
George, did you rewrite that song?
Oh, I tried my best.
We were discussing the... First of all, I want to welcome you to our show.
Thank you.
We were talking about the Vegas shows the other night. Were you on, perhaps, the night of when the Singing Pig was on?
Yeah, we were there.
Huh?
Yeah.
We had the Singing Pig on.
Oink the Pig.
Oink the Pig. From Missouri.
Yeah. Trucked him all the way out from Missouri.
Huh?
We had some requests to do that song instead of Reverend Mr. Black, and I was primed for it.
What? Oink.
Oink. Oink song.
Well, I think perhaps we better leave that to the pig, because it's really all he's got. Bob, was Tom Dooley an old folk song that came out of the mountains?
Tom Dooley was a real person. His name was Dula, and he was put in prison in Statesville, North Carolina in 1863 for killing Laura Foster. And hanged in 1867.
But when was the song written?
He wrote it himself.
He did.
We stole it.
He had nothing else to do while he was in prison.
All right, how about the Reverend Mr. Black?
That was Billy Ed Wheeler.
They tell me you need to get up a little closer.
Billy Ed Wheeler wrote Reverend Mr. Black.
But I suppose Tom Dooley was largely an obscure song until you made it very popular.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So was the Kingston Trio an obscure group?
What were the other hits for the Kingston Trio?
Oh, we had MTA, Charlie on the MTA. We had Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and Greenback Calling.
Now, what else are you singing on tonight's show?
A couple more songs.
Okay. You're like interviewing Leon Spinks last night. You going to do Tom Dooley tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They tell me I need to take a break. What were you about to say, Bob?
I'm going to go boxing later with you.
Oh, okay. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.